This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. States in Northeast celebrate Constitution Day along with the rest of the country to commemorate adoption of the Constitution on 26th November 1949. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma chairs special cabinet meeting at iconic Ward's Lake in Shillong and approves several key decisions. Nagaland government introduces new helicopter service ahead of Hornbill Festival 2025, aims at enhancing connectivity and enriching tourist experience. Governor K.T. Parnaik expresses pride as Arunachal Pradesh hosts 69th National School Games despite being one of the newest members of School Games Federation of India. Now, the news in detail. Along with the rest of the country, Constitution Day, commemorating the adoption of the Constitution of India on 26th November 1949, was celebrated in various states of the Northeast yesterday. Different programs were organized in district offices of different states. The main program was the reading of the preamble to the Constitution. Governors and chief ministers also took part in celebrations organized in the respective states and paid their tributes to the founding fathers of the Constitution, while recalling the visionary leadership of Dr. Rajendra Prasad and Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Meanwhile, Akashvani Kohima in Nagaland, Deputy Director General of Engineering and Cluster Head of Kohima, K.K. Rengma, led the staff of the station in a mass reading of the preamble, reaffirming the commitment to the values and principles enshrined in the Constitution. In Meghalaya, Chief Minister Conrad Sangma chaired a special cabinet meeting at the iconic Ward's Lake in Shillong yesterday. During the four-hour meeting, several key decisions were approved by the cabinet aimed at accelerating development, improving connectivity and expanding tourism infrastructure in the state. The state cabinet approved land acquisition and land exchange with the defense authorities at Umroy to facilitate the expansion of the airport, enabling operations of large aircraft and strengthening regional air connectivity. To boost tourism, the cabinet also approved land purchases in Mokenryo, Lightloom Canyon, Smith Nongkrem Belt and Umden Silk Village for hotel and resort projects under the public-private partnership model to enhance tourism infrastructure and drive economic opportunities. Further, the cabinet cleared 50 crore rupees for the construction of the Nongpo Umden Road, aimed at improving access to Umden, a major airy silk hub, thereby supporting both tourism and local livelihood development. Ahead of the Hornbill Festival 2025, Nagaland has introduced a new helicopter service aimed at enhancing connectivity and enriching tourist experience. Tourism Minister Temjan Ama Along flagged off the aerial experience rides at the Leri helipad, Kohima, in the presence of several key officials. Launched by Thambi Aviation Private Limited, the service will offer scenic views of Kohima, Zuku Valley and the Hornbill Festival grounds. It will operate from Timapur Airport, Kohima Heliport and King Weba Heliport with subsidized rates for both domestic and international tourists. The Hornbill Festival has also partnered with global music platform Spotify with a special Spotify night featuring top artists from across India and Nagaland will be held on December 7th as part of the partnership. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Jewel Oram said that to expand access to quality education, 728 Eklavya model residential schools will be operational across the country by 2026. He said this yesterday at a program held at the Eklavya model residential school in Kumarghat, Unakoti district in Tripura. The union minister also inspected various school facilities, including classrooms, laboratories and computer room, and interacted with students and teachers. As part of Constitution Day observance, the minister and all attendees read out the preamble of the Constitution. The program was attended by Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash De Barma, MLA Bhagwan Chandra Das and other dignitaries. Later in the day, the union minister visited a drain construction under the MGNREGA project at Kauli Kura village near Gornagar block. He also toured the magnificent archaeological site, the Shiavat Pilgrimage Centre of Unakoti. The third Manipur Tourism Congress kicked off yesterday at Hotel Classic Grand in Imphal. The Congress is being organised as part of the ongoing Manipur Sangai Festival 2025, which will conclude on the 30th of this month. During the inaugural session, experts and representatives from IATO and APOA and others who are involved in tour and travel sectors sat together for discussion on different topics. Different activities will be held at tourist spots of Manipur during the three-day Congress. Meanwhile, cultural dances and other traditional events were held yesterday at Hapta, Kangjebong and Bhagya Chandra Open Air Theatre in Imphal on the sixth day of Manipur Sangai Festival 2025. Exhibition matches of indigenous games of Manipur were also held at Kuman Lampak Sports Complex, Imphal, besides film screening at the Manipur State Film Development Society. The first Curious Minds Innovation Hub was inaugurated at the Department of Physics of Dera Nachung Government College, Itanagar in Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. Students from various departments of the college participated in the program held in the college. On the occasion, former director of CIST IIS deemed to be University, Jaipur, Professor YK Vijay shared his long-standing mission of making physics learning enjoyable, accessible and rooted in experimentation. He introduced the audience to the concept of the IAPT Innovation Hub, which hosts nearly 50 innovative and copyright-free scientific models developed to make complex ideas simple for learners. He also explained that these models have been created with more than 8 years of continuous work and motivated by the philosophy that science is best learned through play, curiosity and hands-on exploration. Assamese cinema drew warm applause at IFFI 2025 as two films, Bhaimonda and Patralekha, were presented at an engaging press conference celebrating the cultural legacy of Assam. Director Sasanka Samir introduced Bhaimonda, the first commercial biopic on legendary filmmaker Smunin Barua, tracing his inspiring journey and contribution to 90 years of Assamese cinema. He shared that the film reflects Barua's passion, struggles and the spirit of an entire cinematic area shaped through 5 years of dedicated research and extensive archival work. Director Namrata Datta spoke about Patralekha, inspired by a timeless song of Dr. Bhupen Hazarika. The short film explores love, silence and separation through visually contrasting village and cityscapes, capturing emotional depth through light and mood. Both films stood as heartfelt artistic tributes, reaffirming Assamese cinema's emotional richness and storytelling power on the global IFFI. Calling for a more inclusive and thoughtful film ecosystem, Manipuri film critic Megha Chandra Khongbang yesterday underscored the need for policies that formally recognize the review and promotion of lesser-known independent films and regional cinema. He was speaking during a roundtable discussion at the 56th International Film Festival of India in Goa. Khongbam noted that over 2,000 films are produced annually in more than 50 languages, yet only a fraction receives critical attention. He emphasized that without dedicated criticism, many regional and independent films simply disappear from public consciousness. The roundtable brought together leading critics from across the world who observed how the role of critics is shifting amid rapid technological changes, the rise of digital consumption and the dominance of social media verdicts. At the 56th IFFI Goa, Manipur stood tall with a robust presence across multiple fronts of filmmaking. Two films made it to the Indian panorama, Battlefield by Borun Thokcham in the documentary section and Uitharai by Dinesh Naurem in the fiction category. The 69th National School Games is underway in Arunachal Pradesh with the Under-17 Weightlifting and Taekwondo events being hosted yesterday at the Khelo India Multipurpose Hall in Itanagar. The games will conclude on the 30th of this month. Governor K.T. Parnaik, while declaring the National School Games open, expressed pride that Arunachal Pradesh, despite being one of the youngest states and the newest member of the School Games Federation of India, has achieved a historic milestone. With boxing already completed and taekwondo and weightlifting underway, this marks the first time in 71 years that the School Games Federation of India has entrusted the state with such a prestigious event. 890 players in taekwondo and 401 in weightlifting from 26 states, 6 union territories and 8 central organizations are competing under the watchful eyes of 140 technical officials. And before we end, the headlines once again. States in Northeast celebrate Constitution Day along with the rest of the country to commemorate adoption of the Constitution on the 26th of November 1949. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma chairs special cabinet meeting at iconic Ward's Lake in Shillong and approves several key decisions. Nagaland government introduces new helicopter service ahead of Hornbill Festival 2025, aims at enhancing connectivity and enriching tourist experience. Governor K.T. Parnaik expresses pride as Arunachal Pradesh hosts 69th National School Games despite being one of the newest members of the School Games Federation of India. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.